I was afraid the minister would be angry, but instead his expression softened until I began to see what I felt certain was a glimmer of pride.
"She was a pretty girl, she was, that Itsuko," he said, looking at Nobu with a subdued smile.
"Why, minister," Nobu replied, "I'd never have guessed you had such a way with the ladies."
His words sounded very sincere, but I could see the barely concealed look of disgust on his face. The chairman's eyes passed over mine. He seemed to find the whole encounter amusing. A moment later, the door slid open, and three maids came into the room, carrying dinner for the men. I was a bit hungry and had to avert my eyes from the sight of the yellow custard with ginkgo nuts, served in beautiful celadon cups. Later, the maids came back with dishes of grilled tropical fish laid out on beds of pine needles. Nobu must have noticed how hungry I looked, for he insisted I taste it. Afterward, the chairman offered a bite to Mameha and also to Pumpkin, who refused.
"I wouldn't touch that fish for anything," Pumpkin said. "I don't even want to look at it."
"What's wrong with it?" Mameha asked.
"If I tell you, you'll only laugh at me."
"Tell us, Pumpkin," Nobu said.
"Why should I tell you? It's a big, long story, and anyway, nobody's going to believe it."
"Big liar," I said. I wasn't actually calling Pumpkin a liar. Back before the closing of Gion, we used to play a game we called Big Liar, in which everyone had to tell two stories, only one of which was true. Afterward, the other players tried to guess which was which. The ones who guessed wrong drank a penalty glass of sake.
"I'm not playing," said Pumpkin.
"Just tell the fish story then," said Mameha,
"and you don't have to tell another."
Pumpkin didn't look pleased at this, but after Mameha and I had glowered at her for a while, she began.
"Oh, all right, it's like this. I was born in Sapporo, and there was an old fisherman there who caught a weird-looking fish one day that was able to speak."
Mameha and I looked at each other and burst out laughing.
"Laugh if you want to," Pumpkin said, "but it's perfectly true."
"Now go on, Pumpkin, we're listening," said the chairman.
"Well, what happened was, this fisherman laid the fish out to clean it, and it began making noises that sounded just like a person talking, except the fisherman couldn't understand it. He called a bunch of other fishermen over, and they all listened for a while. Pretty soon, the fish was nearly dead from being out of the water too long, so they decided to go ahead and kill it. But just then, an old man made his way through the crowd and said he could understand every single word the fish was saying because it was speaking in Russian."
We all burst out laughing, and even the minister made a few grunting noises. When we'd calmed down, Pumpkin said,
"I knew you wouldn't believe it, but it's perfectly true."
"I want to know what the fish was saying," said the chairman.
"It was nearly dead, so it was kind of whispering, and then the old man leaned down and put his ear to the fish's lips."
This book is continued on disc 14.